Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Good morning, Roto Experts.
To the end zone! It's hot! Touchdown! Oh my heavens!
The mark of fantasy excellence.
You have to be careful about who you think is stepping forward on the depth chart.
Yes! It's time for a touchdown!
We're here to help you win your leagues and win that cash.
You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts in the Morning.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Rise and shine, fantasy players. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It is Tuesday, August 28th. Let's cock-a-doodle-do it. This is Roto Experts in the Morning, right here on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I'm your host, Dane Martinez. They call me Speed, the Spitting Statistician. I am joined by my man, the King, El Rey de Fantasía, FSWA Hall of Famer, and my man, Scotty Angle. Scotty, how you doing on a Tuesday?
Shout it out loud. We are ready for fantasy football. Go to the exclusive Edge package on rotoexperts.com. Enter the King at checkout for a special discount. You got to get it for your draft week. New articles, including updates from inside injuries, and also how the offensive line injuries in Minnesota and Dallas are going to affect their top players.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been talking about it yesterday that I was concerned about these offensive line injuries in Dallas. You know, the center Frederick has this autoimmune disease, Zach Martin, Collins as well. And then when you think about it, in Minnesota, they've had 3/5 of their offensive line, their center and both guards are either banged up or returning from injury. You know, we have seen, Scott, last year, a bunch of teams, Cincinnati comes to mind, the Giants come to mind, the Colts come to mind, your Seahawks come to mind as teams who had struggling offensive lines that really undermined their potential last year. We'll see if Dallas and Minnesota fit in that category. What does it mean for Ezekiel Elliott? What does it mean for Dalvin Cook and those offenses? Go on and get the Roto Experts exclusive Edge fantasy football package. Enter the King at checkout. We got a good show for him today, Scotty. Okay, we're going to be breaking down the news and notes. Like you said, some updates from inside injuries. We're also going to dig into, you know, some of the content of this package. Scotty gave us his fearless predictions for the 2018 season. We'll dive into some of those, see which one Speeds agrees with, where we don't. We'll also make some fearless predictions here for the show, some of the narratives that we have been talking about for the last couple of weeks. And then we're going to continue our contest of the fantasy team names. We got some new submissions that we want to bounce off you guys. All right, but we start in Jacksonville, Scotty. Yesterday, we said we were speculating. We didn't know for sure. It is now official. Marquise Maurice Lee is moved to the injured reserve. He's going to miss the 2018 season. Doug Marrone, their head coach, says he is quote-unquote comfortable with their options at wide receiver. We're talking about Keelan Cole, DJ Chark. You got Dede Westbrook, Dante Moncrief. Don't forget about Austin Seferian Jenkins there as a pass-catching tight end who they got as well. Sad to see with Maurice Lee. What do you think winds up happening here in Jacksonville? Remember, this is a team, Scotty, where at one point, I think they remember they said they wanted Blake Bortles throwing zero times a game last offseason.
Yeah, I was thinking that Dante Moncrief is not the one that a lot of people are talking about, but he had a nice catch and run in the last exhibition game. He's the guy with the most experience, I think, is going to step up. You know, I think you look at the veteran receiver first. Dede Westbrook, probably the one with the most upside. Keelan Cole has some potential downfield as well. But you have to remember, you can't get too excited, you know, about this receiving corps, because Blake Bortles is still the quarterback. This is a team still built heavily on the running game. So I'm not looking at any of these guys as, you know, more than wide receiver fours or fives. To me, Moncrief is a four. Westbrook and Cole are fives. And look, you know, maybe this is a chance, like you indicated yesterday, for Dez Bryant to sign with a team that went to the AFC title game last year.
Yeah, listen, Dez is still out there. You know, is that an option? Does he want to go to Jacksonville? Does he see them as competitive? This would be an opportunity to definitely be a starting wide receiver, probably, with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Let me ask you something else about this one, Scott. I mean, we're talking about player safety all the time. We're talking about concussions all the time. We're talking about how players are not allowed to, you know, spear and lower their head. You know, a lot of defensive players have said it's pretty much impossible, you know, Scott, to tackle the way the NFL wants. You have to avoid the chest shot, avoid the head shot. This tackle on Maurice Lee that caused the injury, I fear that we're going to see more of these, Scott. When you change the strike zone for the defensive player, it seems like the NFL is telling players defensively, you have to go low here. You know, we're not going to let you go high. You got to go low. And if that's the case, we're going to see more knees get blown out here this year, Scotty.
Yeah, and you know, I understand where Jalen Ramsey is coming from, because I remember when Richard Sherman talked about the old problems that he has to helmet, and talking to former NFL players too, like Chris Dolman, hope he's doing okay, you know, after his brain surgery last year. You know, Chris was telling me, look, you can't stop yourself when you're launching to somebody. It's not to control yourself in midair.
Right.
You're not trying to place a certain hit. You know, you're just trying to dislodge the ball or stop the play. It's look, I understand you want to get player safety and everything, but you know, it's changing the way the game is played, and guys are going to get injured. You know, it's a violent game. Guys get in now. Maybe guys don't get concussions, but now their knees get blown out.
Exactly. It's like, you know, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. You know, you're asking people to, you know, kind of change their strike zone, as I call it, but the game moves so fast. How are you going to be able to tell that? And how, you know, remember, you also have a world-class athlete that is trying to evade this tackle, right? So they're going to move left, right, up, down. It's very hard. If you can't hit the head, you can't hit the chest up top, you're going to wind up hitting some knees, and these knees are going to get blown out. I think, you know, it's not, I'm not saying it's short-sighted, Scott, but it's like, it's almost, you remember those, I think it was like Elmer Fudd or Yosemite Sam with Bugs Bunny, how like Elmer Fudd would put like one hole up in that dam in the cartoon, and then another leak would spring, you know, and he put up another hole and another leak would spring. The NFL is trying to cover up the leak in the dam around the head injuries, but they're going to be creating a bunch of ACL injuries this year, and ACL injuries last the entire season. So definitely something to keep an eye on. Unfortunately, I don't think Maurice Lee will be the first case of this where a defender really doesn't know how to hit anymore, doesn't know how to tackle. And we're going to see also, Scotty, in my opinion, I think we're going to see offensive numbers explode, because defenders, safeties, linebackers, cornerbacks, they don't know how to tackle. So what are they going to do? They're going to not want to get, you know, ejected, which you can now if you go low, and they're going to be pretty passive, I think, tackling. And then you know what's going to happen? These world-class athletes are going to break tackles and go to the house, Scott. I think we're going to see an offensive explosion this year if, in fact, defensive players make the business decision, right, of I don't want to get ejected, So I'm going to like try to take a weird angle or just wrap up. And then these offensive players are going to break tackles, Scott.
Yeah, you know, it's going to change the game, you know, in a lot of ways. And, you know, it's going to cause a lot of injuries for certain that, you know, are going to change fantasy outlooks, are going to change the way we bet, you know, on games too, because if you lose major players, you know, that's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely kind of a top line, big picture storyline that we are going to watch all season long here on Roto Experts in the Morning. Hey, Scotty, next thing I want to say is the Bills don't know who they're starting at quarterback. All right, so it seems like McDermott has not come out and said this. Listen, Josh Allen got crushed in the third preseason game against the Cincinnati Bengals, was on his back a lot. We know A.J. McCarron is still coming back from this collarbone shoulder issue, whatever the case may be. And they're saying they're absolutely fine if they go ahead in the week one start Nate Peterman. What do you think is going to happen here? It looked like they gave Josh Allen the chance in the dress rehearsal, and then he fell flat on his face. Most of that because of the offensive line. Are they going to leave Allen out there and get him killed? Or do they make Nate Peterman the sacrificial lamb for the first few weeks?
You know, Allen had played well in the games leading up to the dress rehearsal, and he had faced, I believe he had faced some starting defenses. It's, you know, maybe they're going to wait for the offensive line to gel and play Peterman until they feel like the blocking is at least a bit more solid. That could be one thing. Or second thing is, you know, maybe they're just going to play Allen and, you know, they're not letting on because they don't want their opponent to know who's going to start. And they don't want to publicly help the opponent with their prep.
Yeah, that's possible. As I look at the first three games, though, for the Buffalo Bills, they are going to see some pass rushers, Scott. Okay, they start on the road in Baltimore. We know that defense and T-Sizzle. Then look at the next two games, Scotty. They play the Chargers next, Bosa and Ingram. Then they play the Vikings with Griffin and Hunter. I mean, they're going to have some pass rushers coming after whoever the Bills quarterback is under center.
Yeah, and those defenses are going to be great not only for seasonal but also for DFS. And, you know, when you look at a team like the Vikings against the Bills, you know, whatever the spread is, you know, give me the Vikings.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to be interesting. I think you make a good point with Josh Allen, though. And I guess my risk here is the psyche. I'm reminded of, and I always get him confused, David Carr, the former quarterback from the Texans. Remember he got something like sacked like 55 times in his rookie year, and a lot of people say that that caused him to be like skittish for the rest of his career, and it kind of really ruined his pocket presence. I'd be worried about something like that with Josh Allen, especially him coming from, you know, a less competitive college football. I don't think you want to treat his confidence and get it crushed so early. So we'll keep an eye out on that. Hey, Scotty, somewhat out of left field, news from your Seahawks yesterday that I would be a little bit concerned about. I want to see your level of concern. I'm talking about KJ Wright. He had a knee procedure on Monday. Scotty, the week one is only, you know, for the Seahawks, you know, a week, 2 weeks away. And if you get your knee scoped, I don't know if you're going to be ready for week one. I don't know if the Seahawks can afford yet another loss. Every time we talk about all the losses they've sustained with Michael Bennett on the front and, of course, the Legion of Boom, one of the things you always say back is that they got Bobby Wagner and they got KJ Wright. Well, now it looks like KJ Wright may be gone as well. Talk to me about his importance for the Seattle defense, Scotty.
Well, that defense is banged up a lot, you know, not just KJ Wright. Deion Jordan might not play in the opener. Frank Clark is banged up. You know, Delano Hill, who was going to play free safety in Earl Thomas's absence, he's questionable for the opener. So, you know, when I'm playing DFS, look, I don't like Case Keenum overall, but, you know, he might be a pretty good DFS play in this opener to at least give you solid stats, I think. You know, I'm not a fan of the Broncos offense, but, you know, this might be something to watch in week one. And, you know, on the other side, you know, Seattle going against that Denver defense, you know, I think Russell Wilson still gets his, but, you know, I don't know what the spread is for the opener, but I'm probably taking the Broncos, you know, at home against Seattle because, you know, look, Bobby Wagner could still stop the run. And, you know, the middle of the defensive line is still adequate enough, I think. You know, well, we got Rat Wagner there, but, you know, what's going to happen in the passing game? You know, KJ Wright can also cover against the pass. And, you know, if you're going to be throwing to certain specific parts against the defense, that's going to bode well for a guy like Emmanuel Sanders in the opener.
Yep, good thing I have some shares of Emmanuel Sanders. Me and Mike Blewett on our FST team that we drafted in that Carton and Friends League. Scotty, I looked at the point spreads over on mybookie.ag. Remember, you can enter the promo code FNTSY for a little deposit bonus. The Broncos at home in the opener are, you know what, Scotty? There are only 3-point favorites. I'm taking Denver, and I'm giving the field goal in that game as well. Denver always seems to get like back-to-back home games to start their season, and they always seem to do well at home in that spot. Non-conference home game, given 3 points. Unfortunately, Scott, I'm laying the 3 and taking the Broncos right now in week one.
Yeah, I am too.
Okay, fair enough. Let me ask you something. When I started thinking about these Seahawks, it made me want to update, you know, these holdout guys, Earl Thomas, Khalil Mack, Aaron Donald. We're still not hearing news on them, and now they're 3 weeks into their holdout, Scott. They're all $2.4 million in fines. All three of them are still holding out. Do you expect any of them to come back into camp this week? Maybe Donald might have the greatest chance, right, out of him, Thomas, and Mack. Do you agree?
I don't think any of them really have a chance of coming in this week. But then again, you never know. Look, I guess we're asking to make a prediction here with none of us know the answer for. You know, it'll surprise me if Mack or Thomas come in. I don't know where they're at with Donald. You know, John Gruden, isn't even talking to Khalil Mack's people. The Seahawks and Thomas are not talking. I don't know where it's at with Donald. You know, the Rams defense is going to be fine. Interesting that the Rams play the Raiders in the opener. And without Khalil Mack, DFS-wise, you know, I'm going to be liking the Rams a lot. It's like, you know, in the Carton and Friends League, we have Jared Goff, and we have Carson Wentz playing Jared Goff in week one. And I think I might take him in DFS, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Carson Wentz still may not be there at all week one for their opener against the Atlanta Falcons. We're still waiting on words on that one. Scotty, Sony Michel is back at practice for the New England Patriots. He's trending, it looks like, to be available for week one. If Sony Michel is back healthy, we've heard that Rex Burkhead's dealing with some issues in his knee. What are you thinking about Sony Michel if he is, in fact, healthy? Do you think he's got a chance to really kind of maybe take more of the opportunity here? Is there any universe where, I mean, they drafted this kid in the first round. I don't remember an actual like close to workhorse back for the Patriots since maybe Corey Dillon. Do you think Sony Michel has a chance to do that? He's back at practice. It was the injury that was the problem. We thought it might linger into weeks of the regular season, but he's back. Does that change your outlook on Michel? And does that change your outlook on the Pats running game overall?
According to Inside Injuries, it still might linger. You know, and this guy's been getting banged up back to college. That's why he probably lasted so late in the first round like he did. So I think he's going to be eased back into things. I'm not going to be looking to use him early in the year. And, you know, what an opener we're going to have, which I think is the AFC Championship game preview. Houston at New England. And New England's getting 7. You know, I might be taking Houston.
That's in New England, correct?
Yeah.
In New England, but yeah, a lot of people think Houston. Remember, they played last year, I remember, in part of Deshaun Watson's 5 or 6 games. I believe it was something like 33-31. Wasn't it like a last-second touchdown by New England that beat Houston in that game? I remember they played, and it was a close game. It was definitely within 7 points, I'll tell you that. So keep an eye out on that. Week one could be a playoff preview, or in the mind of Scott, even an AFC title preview. We'll be looking on at some of Scott's fearless predictions from the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package a little bit later on in the show. Remember also, if you want to join the show, you can holler at us at 844-843-6879. A little bit later on in the show, we'll also be doing some fantasy football team name submissions, okay? We're running that contest. We got 3 or 4 I want to bounce off Scotty, see if they fit into our top 5. You know, Scotty, this week we were at the GST draft, and some of the fans and listeners were out there. It was like, hey, are you guys up to a top 8 yet? A top 12 yet? Because they've heard so many good names. We will add to them later on in the show. Scotty, we got more news and notes that I want to get to, but we got to pay some bills first. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I got more news and notes to bounce off you. We'll go a little bit deeper into the injuries and a whole lot more fun. Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Like a great pass rusher, the Roto experts will help you sack your fantasy football competition. When you register for their exclusive Edge fantasy package, you get a cheat sheet generator plus a player database with sortable projections and rankings from the best in the business. And you can join the fantasy conversation in the 24/7 Slack chat channel. Visit rotoexperts.com to register for the exclusive Edge fantasy package and enter the promo code FNTSY and you get a 10% discount. That's the rotoexperts.com exclusive Edge fantasy football package, promo code FNTSY.
Looka here, Roto Experts in the Morning right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You got the King, Scott Engel, you got the spitting statistician, Dane Martinez, and I gotta let people know, Scotty, they need to check out Fantasy Factor. Fantasy Factor is the only exclusive single-entry DFS site. They got free rolls registering all the time and great promotions for free prizes. Keep a lookout for the Fantasy Factor's free $1 million Survivor contest opening about a week before NFL kickoff, okay? Go to FantasyFactor.com. That is FantasyFactor.com. We're going to be holding our own little Roto Experts in the Morning Survivor contest with the King, Scott Engel, you know, me, Dane Martinez, and also our producer, Chris Bavona, down there in the fantasy pit of misery. Scott, I got to tell you guys something, though. I was just listening to those commercials. I don't know if you just heard that. Congrats. Shout out to Sussmania. Greg Sussman got engaged recently. Big shout out to Roto Frank. Frank the Tank got engaged recently. We got, they were saying at one point, everybody in the production room was engaged. I think my man, the Bavona, the manimal down there as well, engaged. But here's the thing, Scotty. You know, my lady listens to the network all the time, and it's going to start to apply pressure for me. The unicorn's going to be like, yo, everybody's engaged. Everybody's engaged. I can't have those walls closing in like that, Scotty.
Yeah, it's, because congratulations to Greg is the first I heard
Absolutely.
Of it. You know, very happy for Frank and Chris, and, you know, I've gotten to meet your significant other, and I wouldn't blame you if, you decided to take the leap. You guys are a great couple.
I appreciate that. We shall see. I got to try and beat her in my own pick'em pool. I haven't the last 2 years in a row. She did better than me, and I think that's actually a note in the positive direction. But we shall see. Let's keep it going. We were talking about Sony Michel. He's back at practice. You know who's still not cleared to be able to catch a football? Not like he was catching many anyways, Scott. I'm talking about Devontae Parker up there in Miami. Here's my question for you. Kenny Stills is got to be the number one wide receiver in Miami, yet you can get him, Scotty, in like round 8 of drafts. I think I got him in round 8 or 9 over the weekend. What do you think about this? A, am I right that Kenny Stills has got to be the number one in Miami? B, is he probably the latest any number one wide receiver for a team is going these days, maybe along with like Kelvin Benjamin or Devin Funchess or, you know, whoever it is in Dallas? And C, because Miami, we think, is going to be bad, we think there might be some garbage time. Talk to me about the value of Kenny Stills, even in a DFS format early on in the season.
Yeah, he might be going the latest of the number ones. You know, he's going behind Benjamin and those likes because traditionally he's been inconsistent. And, you know, Ryan Tannehill might also spread the ball around. You know, he's going to throw to Danny Amendola. He's going to throw to Kenyon Drake. And, you know, Tannehill is, you know, considered, and rightfully so, a mediocre quarterback. And I think if this team has to play from behind, I don't think they're equipped to do it. You know, he's not a good deep passer. Kenny Stills' best skill set is you know, how he plays the deep ball. But I think there's going to be a lot of volume for Kenny Stills because I think just they have to. They can't trust Amendola to stay healthy. And Albert Wilson is not somebody you can depend on. You know, looking at the Miami Dolphins, you know, they play Tennessee in the opening week. You know, Tennessee's favored by 2.5. I'm definitely taking Tennessee. That's like one of my locks.
Yeah, I hear you. The only thing that gives me cause for pause about that is on opening weekend, I love home teams. You know what I'm saying? It's tough for me to bet against a home team on opening weekend. However, I will probably be on the Titans as well. To be quite honest, Scotty, the Titans for me are an option still for survivor pools. You know what I mean? Like, I hate betting a road team in survivor, but I think the Dolphins are going to be a dumpster fire this year. However, Kenny Stills does have some opportunity. Remember, all the production counts the same. game, even if it's in garbage time in fantasy football. They have at least 150 targets to, you know, to try to find a new home for after Juice Landry has moved on. Hey, Scotty, there was a trade in the NFL yesterday. And there's, you know, there's not a lot of trades usually in the NFL. So I want to get your thoughts on this. Ryan Switzer was traded, you know, from the Cowboys to the Steelers. He's best as a return man. But it's interesting, you know, another option there for Big Ben and the Steelers. Do you think Switzer is going to be used in the offense? Do you think he's just a return man to kind of take the pressure off of Antonio Brown or Juju? How do you think he potentially fits in this offense? Is this a kind of a bump down for a guy like the rookie James Washington, who a couple people were hoping could flash in his rookie year as the number three? What do you make of this move?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
He's irrelevant.
Okay. What about just as a return man?
Totally irrelevant. As a return man, you know, maybe helps the defense special teams of the Steelers a little bit, you know, but fantasy wise, I think it's irrelevant. You know, Switzer's been known as like a good locker room kind of guy, though. You know, that's the kind of guy that you don't see. You see and you wonder why he's in the league. And, you know, it's because he's a good teammate.
Little glue guy. All right, last piece of news that I want to talk about real quick, Scotty, before we go into the inside injuries news with, you know, kind of injury updates. You know, we've been talking all offseason about when will Odell get his money and how much money will it be. Remember, he's been angling to surpass the overall average value per year at the wide receiver market and to have more guaranteed money than any wide receiver. I believe it was Mike Evans who had that in his deal recently, and the Giants and Odell Beckham did agree, and both of those are the case. Odell Beckham signs a five-year, $95 million extension, and Scotty, $65 million of it guaranteed. A lot of these things, Scott, are just like the timing of it all, you know, like when your contract is up, when you're the next guy, and when you get to reset the market. We've seen this in the quarterback market with people like Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan. We expect Aaron Rodgers to do it as well. I think this is right, though. Odell Beckham, one of the generational talents at wide receiver. I don't have any issues with this, and now he can just get to playing, right? What do you think?
I think nobody can get in the head of Odell Beckham for sure and know what's going to happen, because there's two ways when you can go when you get a big when a guy gets a big contract. You can either say, okay, I have a clear head now and I could just worry about football. But then there's others like, oh, you know, I got my money now. You know, can I coast? And you can only guess. But you know, you've seen Odell in the past and you know what he can do. That's why he's earned the money. So look. Right now, I have him as my eighth overall ranked player, and, you know, that's not going to change.
Fair enough. And here's the one thing I would say. I understand what you're saying sometimes, Scotty, where people, like, get their money. But Odell also has the unique opportunity to be such a, you know, he's a spokesman. You know, he's a pitchman for a lot of different companies. I think on some level, that creates not more pressure, but he's got to, you know, maintain that level of production and notoriety if people like Nike still want him as their front man as well, you know. And to be quite honest, even though he's getting $95 million over the next five, he's still getting more money every year from his shoe deal than he is from the New York Football Giants. So he's got to still be able to be out there in front. And if he starts to defecate the mattress, that'll go away fairly quickly. Let's keep it moving here, Scotty, though. Remember, if people want the Roto Experts exclusive Edge Fantasy Football package, they can go on over and enter the promo code THEKING at checkout. All the great content you need to win your leagues and win that cash. We also always partner with InsideInjuries.com. We're going to hope to have our guy Dr. A on the show once we hit the football season, regular season, in fact. But in the latest insight from Inside Injuries, there's a couple of guys here. We know about Marquise Lee. We know about Evan Ingram. We know about Hayden Hurst that got banged up over the last couple of weeks. But here's one that I think is interesting. Tyrod Taylor, Scotty, you know, he had that, it looked like a wrist thing. It was that ugly fall that he had. It looks like he's dislocated his pinky. We've already gotten word that Baker Mayfield is going to play a lot in that fourth preseason game, which, if is any indication as anything, it means Tyrod is the starter there in Cleveland. How do you think he's going to be, even with that dislocated pinky? It is on his non-throwing hand.
Yeah, I don't think it's really a concern. You know, when you see that the rookie's going to play in the final preseason game a lot, Taylor's fine. There's nothing I'm worried about here. He was actually able to come back in the game.
Right. Are you worried about Baker playing a long part of the majority of this fourth preseason game with second and third stringers, exposing him to potential injury?
I don't think you can worry about that. You know, it's injuries can happen anytime in the NFL. You know, you're not going to put him in mothballs. You want to get him to get the reps if, you know, he's not going to start.
All right, fair enough. Another guy that is definitely on fantasy rosters. Some people are expecting this guy to be their RB2. We know about Carson Wentz in Philadelphia, but listen, Scotty, Jay Ajayi has been out for the last week with what they are calling a lower body injury. This piques my interest because, as you know, Ajayi has a long history of knee concerns. He's got that bone-on-bone situation. The Eagles also have the early Thursday night opener next week. Is there a chance that Jay Ajayi is not there week one for the Eagles?
You're asking me something we don't have an answer for, really. And sometimes users and listeners will say, you think he's going to play week one or not? You know,
What is your level of concern?
It's significant. It's significant. You know, I have Jai in the GST league. You know, and I might have to start Tariq Cohen instead. You know, which I'm okay with. You know, the level of concern is significant. Inside injuries has him as a high injury risk, I believe. Going into week one, we don't know. We really don't know. He's only got about a week to heal. Nobody can tell how anybody's body is going to heal, and they're not even sure exactly what the injury is. So, we don't know if he's going to be ready week one. Yeah, if you have a Jai, you're going to have to make plans maybe to use somebody else at this point and be ready for that.
All right, another guy who definitely people are going to be relying on, you know, as maybe a back-end wide receiver one, a very high-end wide receiver two. Guy took a big shot on Friday's game. I'm talking about Mike Stairway to Evans from Tampa Bay. They're talking about it's probably a back injury. He's mispracticed Sunday. He was back out there yesterday. But, you know, it's just the thing for me, Scotty, where at this point of the season, we talked about it last month, we want everybody to be in the best shape of their lives, right? We don't want you already being banged up because, listen, between now and the new year, there's really no opportunity for you to get healthier than you will be. So any kind of injury at this point is an issue. We're off Tampa Bay for a lot of other reasons. Does this give you any cause for concern with Mike Evans, a back? That could linger as well, Scotty.
Well, again, you know, it's like I'm no doctor, so, you know, I defer to what inside injuries is going to say over there. I think there's a very minor level of concern, but, you know, they're saying it doesn't appear to be anything serious, so I'm not worried about it.
All right, the last one I want to bounce off you, Scotty, real quick. Listen, for the last 2 years, the biggest injury in the NFL was Andrew Amupuolang to get lucky, right? The shoulder seems that he's finally back from the shoulder. Remember in week two, he wasn't throwing the ball downfield more than 20 yards. Last week, he threw the ball a little bit more. We were excited about that, but it looks like he sustained a different injury to his foot. This one is said to be minor, but you don't want him piling up on Andrew Luck this early on in the season, right, Scotty?
No, but it's not related to the shoulder, which is good. So he's probably going to start week one.
All right, so we think we're okay with Andrew Luck. Scotty, you got to let people know. Go on over to BetDSI. BetDSI is celebrating 20 years as the industry's biggest and safest betting site. They have great customer service, and here's what you really need. Fast, easy payouts of your winnings. You can play virtually every sport at BetDSI with hundreds of wagering options, including live in-game wagering on all major sporting events, and you can make your play anytime during the game. BetDSI runs sign-up and deposit promotions year-round. For a limited time, use the promo code FNTSY. BetDSI is offering up to a $2,500 bonus on your first deposit. So use the promo code FNTSY and try BetDSI.com. Head on over and start winning today. All right, Scotty. The last injury I want to mention real quick, you know, we talk about this Houston Texans and how high you are on them maybe at the beginning of the season. They got that big-time matchup with New England to start the season. Everybody is so focused on the potential of DeAndre Hopkins with Deshaun Watson for a full season. You know, some people thinking he could push for, you know, 16, 17 touchdowns potentially. Don't forget about Will Fuller on the opposite side. Will Fuller had, you know, multiple touchdowns in multiple games with Deshaun Watson, but he's a little little bit banged up as well, Scotty. Looks like Will Fuller, you know, may have a what is it with Fuller? A hamstring, and that's something that's something that's big, especially for a speed guy like Will Fuller.
Yeah, he also had multiple injuries last year, and in 2016, he battled the hamstring as well. The Texans are saying he's going to be ready for week one, but if you go to that inside injuries roundup right now on rotoexperts.com, they say, like, look, he might be ready for week one, but ideally he really needs 2 to 4 weeks to heal. So I don't think you can count on Will Fuller, you know, for the season opener.
Yeah, and here's the thing with a lot of these guys, whether it's Will Fuller or, in my opinion, most notably Carson Wentz as well. These guys, they don't want to mortgage the entire season for week one. You know what I mean? Yes. You don't want to, because everyone's so excited about week one and all that, but you don't want to, you know, put someone at a greater risk down the road. You know, it's not as much of a marathon, say, as the baseball season, but you don't want to mortgage the future just for the excitement of week one. I'm reminded, Scotty, remember a few years ago, I think it was Adidas, had a huge campaign with RG3, you know, after he tore his ACL, like back for week one, and they rushed him back. You know what I mean? And we see what happens with RG3 and his injury history. I'm not saying that's necessarily the case with these guys, but I would say this with Carson Wentz, the Eagles expect him to be the face of their franchise for the next 10 to 12 years. You know what I mean? They're not going to rush him back for week one against Atlanta if he's not ready. If Nick Foles is there week one, if Nick Foles is there all of September, I think Philadelphia Eagles fans need to be patient and okay with that and play the long game with someone as important as Carson Wentz.
Yeah, you know, I drafted Wentz in the Carton Friends League, and you know, I just got Jared Goff as the backup. Again, you look at things in the short term, and maybe you missed out somebody that really helps you out later in the season.
Yeah, so I think that is the thing you got to think about, okay? Everyone, whether it relates to these injury histories, whether it relates to the suspensions, we talk about the, you know, the utility and where you could still get guys like Julian Edelman or Mark Ingram or Aaron Jones that we talk about, right? We talk about guys coming back from injury. I was sitting next to, you know, the closer, Chris Ventra, at our Carton and Friends draft, right? And he already had Tom Brady as his quarterback. And in the very last pick, he was looking for like some kind of backup for him just for the 1 week. You know, you're only starting a quarterback then 1 week when Tom Brady's out. And he was looking at guys he didn't really like. And I pointed to somebody. I was like, hey, how do you feel about this guy? And it was the guy he ultimately took. It was Jameis Winston. He was like, oh, by the time I need him for that one bye week, Jameis will be in garbage time slinging the ball all over the place. You know, so don't forget about those kind of guys and the opportunity that some of them might represent, especially guys later in the season, guys like Sony Michel. Guys like Rashad Penny, guys like maybe what even Ronald Jones value they represent as they ascend maybe later on in the season. Scotty, when we come back here on Roto Experts in the Morning, we're going to dig into some of your fearless predictions for the 2018 season. We have also differed on some of them, so we're going to pin us down on our own predictions in the middle of this as well. We got some team names to let the people know about, see if it gets into our top, oh, I don't know, 6, 7, or 8 as well. It is the King, Scott Engel. You got the spitting statistician, Dane Martinez. This is Roto Experts in the Morning, right here on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Come on, right back.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto Millionaire.
Sing it, Scotty.
My name's Jimmy. What's happening?
That's what's up. Can you hear Jimmy, or do you just listen to Jimmy? Depends. If you remember about white men can't jump, you know about
the actual
question. Can you actually hear Jimmy? Scott and I can hear Jimmy. Scott and I can read the tea leaves. That's why we are the experts of Roto Experts in the Morning right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. If you want to join the show, the number to call is 844-843-6879. You could also join the show by giving us some of your fantasy football team names. You know, we're doing a little contest out here. Scotty, We've been telling people about the Roto Experts exclusive Edge fantasy football package. You can enter the promo code WINNER, the King, El Rey. You can enter the promo code SPEEDS at checkout as well. But one of the things you're going to get there is your fearless predictions, right? And you say it all the time. Listen, sometimes, Scott, you may be wrong, right? And if so, you'll admit it. But, you know, you got to be out there on a limb sometimes, right? Because that's where you're going to win your leagues and win that cash. If you just straight up go by the rankings or just straight up go chalk, yeah, something bad is going to happen. The way I kind of the analogy I make, Scotty, is when you're in a big March Madness tournament, you have to pick some 12 and 13 seeds, right? You know, you can't just go the chalk. You're not going to win. You have to zig when other people zag at some point. And I think that's what this kind of bold and confident predictions article is really about, right, Scotty? You got to give people some ideas of where they can zig, where others zag, that might help them, because just being chalk is not going to be fun or exciting or lucrative for you in a fantasy football season, right, Scotty?
Exactly. You put it perfectly.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. So let's bounce around here and see some of the guys that you like or don't like and that are bold predictions here. Some are people we've talked about, you know, because like in Miami, you've talked about Kenny Stills will catch 70 passes for the first time in his career, that Kenyon Drake will challenge the Dolphins' lead in receptions, and, for example, that the Dolphins will be one of the worst teams in the league, only winning 3 games. We talked about that one a little bit. Here's what I want to ask you about. San Francisco. You say here, Jerick McKinnon will miss at least 4 games and will not be a top 15 running back. There's been a lot of hype on Jerick McKinnon because of that buzz that he'll be the Devontae Freeman role in that Shanahan offense. We've already seen some of that injury concern. When you say Jerick McKinnon will not finish as a top 15 running back, here's my question for you. What does that mean for the value of Matt Breida?
It means Matt Breida is going to be in the mix, you know, if he can stay healthy. He's got a shoulder injury, but I see this team throwing the ball a lot. You know, right now, you look at Jerick McKinnon, 5'9", 205. You're not built as compactly either as Devonta Freeman, who's already starting to see the wear of a few years of a heavy workload.
Yep.
You know, I just don't think Jerick McKinnon is ticketed for that. I think too many people assumed that he was going to be the starter, that just take his numbers and increase them. You know, I don't believe in that. I don't think Jerick McKinnon. I think Jerick McKinnon is more of a timeshare back than he is a feature back.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the analogy I make, tell me if you think this holds water. I compare this to the situation of Lamar Miller, who, you know, was kind of in a, not a limited role, but, you know, he wasn't that workhorse in Miami. Then he signs the contract, goes to Houston, and is expected to be some kind of three down or workhorse back, and has never really lived up to that potential and the increased opportunity. Can you see a similar path for Jerick McKinnon?
Well, you know, Lamar Miller's still in line to, like, be a featured back. To me, it's more about Lamar Miller has just been, he's just been a disappointment, even though he's continued to get the volume. I don't know if he's been able to stay mostly healthy. I don't know if McKinnon can stay healthy. And McKinnon's more versatile. They're two different types of running backs. I see where you're going with it, but from a scouting perspective, they're two different types of running backs, and Miller still has the opportunity to be the lead running back this year.
All right, fair enough. We shall see. I'm just talking about a guy who, like, with that kind of increased opportunity,
yeah, I see what you're going with.
Will
that,
he
though.
Be able to, you know, lead there? Another guy that I'm interested in is a shot of Jameson, Scotty, a shot of J-Mo Crowder. You think he has a chance in PPR settings to be a borderline wide receiver too, as Alex Smith's favorite target there in Washington? He's had a great offseason. A lot of people say that he's in line, but then it looks like he's got a groin injury that he's struggling with already, that he didn't play in the last game of preseason for the Washington football team. Talk to me about why you think Jameson Crowder can have a bounce or can have a breakout season, but then are you concerned about any of the injury bug that we're hearing about with Jameson Crowder? I think it's a groin that he's worried about right now.
This is another issue where an injury is short-term in the preseason and people bump him down the board and forget about guy and he creates a value. He is their best receiver, period. And Alex Smith is going to find that out quickly.
Yeah, I agree with you. And also, if you think about it, both Dotson and Richardson, their other wide receivers, are more kind of down the field, bigger guys, right? Jameson Crowder should be able to patrol in the slot and have that middle of the field along with Jordan Reed kind of to be productive there for Alex Smith. Your prediction here makes me smile. Scotty, because in my big home dynasty league, I have Jameson Crowder ticketed to be my wide receiver 3 behind DeAndre Hopkins and behind Stephon Diggs already. Talk to me about
Paul Richardson. Oh, go ahead. Paul Richardson is not a big guy. He's 6 foot, but he only weighs 170.
Deep balls, though, right?
He was constantly getting hurt in Seattle.
Yep. So talk to me about this Detroit passing game. It seems like, Scotty, you are down a little bit on Theo Riddick, maybe because of the potential of, say, Kerryon Johnson in the passing game, and because there's other people we expect that you are predicting will kind of have a breakout in Detroit. You know, I gotta work our guy into the show. It would be so nice, Kenny Golladay. You think Golladay will catch 8 touchdown passes and Theo Riddick will see his share of opportunity decrease in Detroit?
Yeah, Theo Riddick to me is now going to be an afterthought. You know, they have LeGarrette Blount at the goal line. They want to get more physical. They drafted Kerryon Johnson, and their receiving crew is going 3 deep now. So Theo Riddick's no longer be needed as much as he was in the passing game, I think, you know, because they didn't have a running game. They had to use him as an extension of the passing game. And his numbers has been declining the last few years. I have no interest in having Theo Riddick in any of my rosters.
Yeah, I remember he's been struggling with wrist issues the last couple of years.
He gets banged up, too. It's a good point.
Yeah, he gets banged up, and here's the thing. They went out and drafted Kerryon Johnson. By all accounts, they like him. LeGarrette Blount will be on the field as well. They've been showcasing Amir Abdullah, in my opinion, as well. But that is a very crowded backfield in Detroit. I want to ask you, Scotty, about the Tennessee Titans real quick. You have, as a bold prediction, Marcus Mariota will be close to a QB1. So, you know, I'm only going to guess that's like, what, I don't know, quarterback 14, 15, 16, something like that. But I'm more interested
in
like
in the 13, 14 range, yeah.
Fair enough. But then the other one that you have here for the Titans, I'm intrigued by because I have shares of this guy. You say in PPR formats, Deion Lewis will be a top 20 back, an RB2. I know the injury history is a concern for some people. If you are in a PPR setting, if you're in a draft and Deion Lewis and Derrick Henry are on the board, are you taking Lewis over Henry?
Yeah, I am. I think he's going to be a big part of that offense. Sometimes he might even get a few goal line carries himself. Last year, he was able to stay healthy. He's going to be a big part of that offense, I think.
Yep, and remember, okay, new head coach, I believe Mike Vrabel, knows about Deion Lewis from their time in New England. He went out and they signed him in the offseason, okay? They spent money on this guy. You always say, follow the money. You're not spending money on people unless you have kind of plans to use them in a featured way. I say the same thing about Trey Burton up there in Chicago. Scotty, this is music to my ears as well in the Greenwich Street Tavern League. Deion Lewis is my 3rd running back, so I'm very happy that you think he can be inside the top 20 as well. Let me ask you something else here. Let's talk about Tampa real quick. You have some predictions around Tampa. Peyton Barber, you think, will hold this starting running back job for the first half of the season and more. But interestingly enough, similar to our guy Golladay, you also expect a breakout from Chris Godwin, that he's going to go over 70 for 900. Is Godwin going to surpass DeSean Jackson, all these tight ends? Is Godwin the clear number 2 in Tampa in your eyes?
I think it becomes Godwin number 2 and maybe O.J. Howard number 3. It's just like DeSean Jackson has been way overrated for a long time. Godwin's on the come. You know, they're going to look to him a lot in the red zone, I think. You know, big, fast target. I like Godwin a lot as breakout, maybe even become a wide receiver 3. DeSean Jackson, I think people are going to be cutting him in fantasy football.
Yeah, I agree. I think Godwin is the guy over there. Last one I want to ask you about, because he is, as I've talked about, in my home Dynasty League keeper. I am keeping this guy, and I hope he rides me to the promised land. And I am going to ride the roller coaster that is Patty. That's my homes, yo. You're saying he's going to be a top 10 quarterback. Oh, excuse me, no. You're saying that he's going to have games where he throws for 350 and 3, but he'll also have a 4 interception game. You know, you talk about this fantasy roller coaster. Would you like having him in best ball, Scotty?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, for sure.
All right.
But he's going to be totally unpredictable, because he's going to have, like, some big, big games. You know, there's good. Right. He's going to be boom or bust. You know, that's what he's going to be. But you want him for the overall boom and best ball. It's just, you know, he's going to be very erratic when it comes to seasonal. I could see where, like, oh, he's playing the Raiders this week. I love it, you know, mm-hmm. and then he throws three interceptions against the Raiders.
It is possible. You know, I'd be intrigued if in the best ball format to wait and grab yourself a guy like Patty Mahomes, along with, say, a guy like Big Ben, where his home road splits are going to be crazy. You know, you get the eight home games for the Steelers where Ben, it looks like he's sitting pretty. And then you also have the potential of these pop-off games with Patty Mahomes if you want to ride the upside in a best ball league. And then your last things here, Scotty, it looks like you have, you know, the Super Bowl. You have is the Houston Texans and the Minnesota Vikings, and you are all in on Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, and the Houston Texans as your Super Bowl champion, huh?
Yep. Look, there's problems in the secondary, but, you know, we saw in last year's Super Bowl that usually you say defense wins championships, but, you know, it didn't last year. And I do think they have a great front seven, that Deshaun Watson is ready for a big year. Eventually, Dante Foreman's going to take over that running back job second mm-hmm. half of the season when he comes back. Could be dynamic. It's a bold prediction because they need certain guys like Clowney and Watt to stay healthy. If everybody can stay healthy, that team's going to be very, very dangerous.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the one concern I would have with both your AFC and your NFC champion, Scotty, and it's what we talked about at the top of the show, it's offensive line play for Minnesota and for Houston. I think they are both stacked. I like those teams. I have both of those teams in the playoffs as well, but my only concern there would be the offensive line. Scotty, we've talked about the AFC South a bunch. You know, I know you like Jacksonville. I know you like Houston. You know, I talked about Indianapolis. I'm sort of on Tennessee as well. Scotty, how many wins do you think Jacksonville and Houston get this season in the regular season?
I'll say Jacksonville gets 12 and Houston gets 11.
So that's 33 combined, right? What do you think about the Colts? What do you think about the 23, excuse me. What do you think about the Colts and the Titans?
I say the Titans get 8 and the Colts get 7.
All right, so 8 and 7 is 15. And your guys were 33. You're combining. I want to make a bet. I want to make a gentleman's bet with you as our bold prediction here. You have your guys in the South as 33 wins, my guys as 15 wins. If I just wanted to put straight up the win total of the Titans and the Colts up against the Jaguars and the Texans combined, how many wins would you give me as a point spread?
What, like yours are, let's see.
Like I would take the win total of the Titans and the Colts. You would take the win total of the Jags and the Texans, but you have to give me some wins here. You're thinking it's 33 to 15. That would be a gap of 18. I don't need that many, but how many would you give me? Would you give me 10 wins? Would you give me 10 as a point spread?
Yeah.
All right, so that's going to be my fearless prediction. I will take Colts and Titans wins this season combined plus 10 against your Jags and Texans. Cool?
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
I think the one thing is going to be the difference is our opinions on the Colts. To me,
I know.
They
you
have
think
no,
the Colts
no,
will
no
wind
running
up
game, and, no running game, and no defense. You know, yeah, they have Andrew Luck, but they have no running game and they have no defense.
All right, so we shall see. I got a 10-game cushion. I just think, Scotty, that this division is going to be a lot tighter. You know, I think this could be something where they're all between, like, you know, they're all 6, 7, 8, 9 wins. And so then we're not going to get a 10-game difference. But that's what we shall see. It is a bold prediction. Scotty, we got some new team names as well. All right. We talk about how Carson Wentz may not be under center for the season opener against Atlanta. What do you think about Mark Bishop? He's saying, if you remember the good old TLC song that was a big hit smash, he's saying, don't go chasing waterfalls. For Nick Foles, what do you think?
It's like a lot of people are trying to do this, you know, this musical thing. And sometimes it hits and sometimes it misses. Carry On My Wayward Son was magnificent. But, you know, look, you're going to throw a lot against the wall and some are not going to
see what sticks.
They're going to slide down and fall to the floor. And that one just did.
This one is not sticking. The King does not like Mark Bishop's latest submission. All right, what about this? This is also a song-related one, but I think it's more your genre. A lot of people like the Washington running back that's going to be on IR. What do you think about Take Me Down to the Paradise City?
Trying
Paradise City.
No.
Trying
no.
too hard? All right, what about we got a I believe Tennessee wide receiver. What about a Tajay Sharp, just man?
That's not bad. A little ZZ top there. That's pretty good, you know, but it doesn't make my top 7. I do like it. That's a great song.
Last one by Carl Anderson submitted today. What about Give Me All Your Cousins?
Nah.
Nah. It's, all right, so to recap.
It also sounds dangerous down south.
I hear you. We don't want to get into that. I digress. You know, the country of Iceland actually has a program where they want American men to go over there and help to diversify the gene pool because it's such a small island and they have so much of that. Give Me All Your Cousins, that they actually are trying to import men to help the population out there. You want to go over to Iceland?
Why not? Why not? Let's take a trip.
All right, we'll take a trip. Sounds good, but you know, I don't think that's going to help me with the unicorn and the path to getting engaged. But we shall see. Right now, Scotty.
Me neither. It's like, yeah, we'll have a lot of fantasy football experts from Iceland, you know, in about 20 years.
So fair enough, but carry on, my wayward son. Turn your head and golf. Joe Buck yourself. She's stealing on my Ditka. Jimmy G spot. Oh, Saquon, you see. Henne a la vodka. Lights, Camara, action. Continue to be the top choices for the King Scott angle. If you want to kind of crack his top fantasy names, that's what you got to be. Give us a try. We'll see if we can do it tomorrow. Scotty, we got a big another fantasy day in front of us. We'll see news and notes. We'll be here to cover it all tomorrow on Roto Experts in the Morning. It is the King, Scott Engel, spitting statistician, Dane Martinez. I stick around, get joined by Mike Blue at Fantasy Sports Today is up next on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Have a great day, Scotty.